This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 6th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, one of the many election stories we'll have for you comes from Peoria and the 18th Congressional District, where Aaron Schock, a Republican, has won the right to try and replace Ray LaHood. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, a look at today's news. State Representative Shane Cultra Amarnaga appears headed to a fourth term after defeating challenger David Tomlinson in yesterday's GOP primary. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Cultra won 67% of the vote in the largely rural 105th House District. The Amarnaga lawmaker says he expected to do well in the district's northern counties, but Cultra says he didn't expect to win 53.6% of the vote in Champaign County, where challenger David Tomlinson lives.
I always had some concern because I'd been hearing that people hadn't been seeing enough of me in the Champaign area. And in fact, I pledged to try to be more visible in the Champaign area. But it's very humbling to be elected to a fourth term.
Cultra hasn't won a fourth term yet. There's still the November election. But there was no candidate for the 105th House seat in the Democratic primary. In fact, no Democrat has run for the seat since the current boundaries took effect in 2002. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
A half-cent sales tax to fund infrastructure projects won overwhelming support in Savoy yesterday. 73% of voters said yes to the special tax, which is expected to raise $250,000 a year to upgrade roads, sidewalks, and parks and improve public buildings. Village trustee Joan Dykstra says the sales tax is vital to help Savoy's infrastructure keep up with the town's rapid growth, but she says she didn't know if the measure would pass.
I certainly had some concerns that the voters might think that we were overreaching, but it appears that the voters have confidence in us in terms of our fiscal responsibility and that we'll use that money wisely for the infrastructure that we, in fact, do need.
Savoy can only use the half-cent sales tax for infrastructure work or property tax relief. Groceries, medicines, and automobiles are exempt from the tax. 68 votes stood between the Urbana Park District and added revenue from property taxes. Voters yesterday turned down a proposed 25% tax rate increase to fund upkeep, upgrades to Crystal Lake Park and pool and new park projects. Park District Board President Michael Walker saw some promises in the vote total, but says the consequences for the district will still be negative.
How close this vote was in the current economic climate indicates just how important Urbana residents regard their parks. And I just hope that we can come up with a plan that more of the community will buy into and that we can do something to make sure we preserve this legacy for the future.
Walker says in the meantime, budget cuts may be the only answer to tax revenue that hasn't kept up with expenses over the last 10 years. A $3.2 million bond issue referendum passed in the Mahomet Library District last night with 52% of the vote. 55% of voters rejected an 8-cent property tax hike to help operate the larger building. Library Board President June Holmes says she's happy voters approved the new library building. She says the Mahomet Library Board will just have to find a way to operate the building with the money they have.
We will just kick around options, and it will be things like, okay, the thermostat isn't turned up as high in the winter. Anything that we could do to lower the costs of operating. The library is already run very, very efficiently.
Thanks to voters' passage of the bond issue, the Mahomet Public Library will eventually move out of its 4,000-square-foot home in downtown Mahomet into a 13,000-square-foot building on Route 150 in the Hunter's Ridge subdivision. A 9-cent increase in the library tax will pay off the bonds over the next 20 years. Mahomet Library District voters had rejected a larger, more expensive library last year. In other voting yesterday, a proposed half-cent sales tax went down to defeat in Douglas County. 51% of voters rejected the public safety tax, which would have paid for more law enforcement, emergency service providers, and jail improvements. Attorney Daniel Brown won a three-way Democratic primary for a Vermilion County state's attorney with 37% of the vote in county precincts and 45% in Danville. He'll face Randy Ringer, who ran unopposed in the GOP primary. The winner will succeed current Vermilion County State's Attorney Frank Young, who is stepping down after two terms. And voters in Champaign and Urbana approved a slew of non-binding referenda. A measure in Urbana calling on Congress to avoid war with Iran won 80% of the vote. 70% of Champaign voters endorsed a measure asking city council members to pursue any and all means to restore funding cut from the town's general assistance program for the poor. A binding referendum to raise taxes for township assistance failed in 2006. And voters in both Champaign and Urbana passed referenda calling for cutting funding for the war in Iraq and for ensuring the rights of detainees by repealing the Military Commission Act. The Champaign County Clerk's Office says voter turnout Tuesday was only average for Republicans, while the Democratic Party set a new record. But the county's Republican Party chairman says a total of just over 15,000 voters shouldn't have a bearing on what happens in the polls in November. Jason Berrickman says the local GOP will eventually unite behind his party's presidential nominee, but he says this primary was too soon after a couple of candidates suspended their campaigns.
I really think if this election were held 2 months ago, I think you would have seen a lot of excitement for Thompson and Giuliani, and some for the others as well here. But with them dropping out of the race, I think those supporters lost the energy and enthusiasm they once had for this primary process.
The Democratic voter turnout reached about 23,000, which County Clerk Mark Sheldon says included some independents and first-time primary voters. While a handful of local races may have played a role, County Democratic Party Chairman Tony Fabry says the total was due largely to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton.
When I went in to vote, the people in line, it was almost an exciting, like, sort of party atmosphere. People were spreading the word how many people had voted so far, and, you know, I think we're going to break the record. And people were pretty excited to be in there to vote, which is something you don't always see in every election.
The Democratic voter response required Sheldon's office to print an additional 4,500 ballots. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. The 18th Congressional District in Illinois has been in Republican hands for more than 100 years. State Representative Aaron Schock has won the right to try to continue that tradition in this fall's election. Jonathan All has more.
State Representative Aaron Schock easily won his party's nomination yesterday. He received about 70% of the vote. Heartland Partnership President Jim McConaughey came in a distant second with 17%, and former Peoria City Councilman John Morris brought in 12%. Even though Schock is only 26 years old, he has 5 elections under his belt. He says this one is the biggest and the best so far.
My school board race, I won with 60%. My last state rep campaign, we won with 59%. You'll remember the one before that was a 235-vote margin. So I'm honestly a little shocked myself, no pun intended, over the fact that we got over 70%. My goal was 50%. I felt 50% in a 3-way primary would really be a strong showing. And, I'm just overwhelmed by the support.
Schock's campaign was well-funded, featured an army of volunteers, and had the support of party leaders in most of the 20 counties the district touches. Jim McConaughey told supporters last night that despite his showing, he's proud of the campaign. He also says he's supporting Schock and thinks the primary was good for the party.
Because at the end of the day, what makes Central Illinois and the 18th Congressional District a great place is our ability to stick to those values, have good discussions about the issues of the nation, of the world, and to be able to talk to each other without fear of reprise or fear of any kind of negativity.
The Republican primary to replace retiring Ray LaHood was almost devoid of negative campaigning. All 3 of the candidates participated in more than 3 dozen candidate forums and debates. Third-place finisher John Morris also says he will support Schock in the general election.
We're going to stand with him, and we got to keep this seat in Republican hands. He's a tremendous campaigner, and all 3 of us, I think, represented a positive campaign. And, we're going to go forward. I feel a victory in that I was able to talk about the things that were important to me.
Neither Morris nor McConaughey would speculate on their political future. Schock, meanwhile, told supporters the victory cannot be celebrated for long.
This is the first hurdle in a marathon. And over the next 9 months, I will need the help of all of you in this room and thousands more out there to help make us successful come next November. We have to begin reaching out to independent and Democrat voters, talking to them about who I am as a candidate, what I intend to do, and what kind of a congressman I'll be if they cast their vote and support me. That is the type of positive campaign we're going to run.
Schock's opponent in the general election isn't yet known. Announced candidate Dick Versace pulled out of the race. Peoria County Judge Richard Growy and retired farm broadcaster Colleen Callahan are both interested in the nomination. Democratic Party leaders may start meeting as soon as today to start making the decision on a candidate for November. I'm Jonathan Aull.
In the forecast for the region, cloudy skies, periods of rain this morning with a mix of rain and snow at midday, periods of snow during the afternoon. We could pick up an inch or two during the afternoon, the high 37. And cloudy skies tonight, some flurries during the evening hours, the low around 20, winds from the west at 20 to 30 miles per hour, diminishing later. Cloudy skies tomorrow, a chance of a few flurries during the afternoon, the high 32. Cloudy skies tomorrow evening, a few light snow showers, the low 23. And Friday, cloudy skies with some snow showers and flurries, the high 36. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Wednesday, February 6th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, wiol.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.